Hi, this is Elmore Leonard. I'm listening to Film Sociology, and it's a real program. It's great.
It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the multiplex and the art house. What's new on video and streaming, and you might also hear about some dead people we like.
We don't have time for dead people we don't like.
Anyway, this is Film Sociology, where you'll find out what's the next cinematic marvel.
It was unbelievable!
And what's just a movie.
Shut up! My God, you have no freaking life!
Okay, here's your host and my dad, Matthew Soucy.
Hello there, film lovers. Welcome to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msocey, that's M-S-O-C-E-Y, at WFYI.org. I'm also on Facebook, also on Twitter, at Matthew Soucy. This show, of course, is available on iTunes, and like all of the podcasts here at WFYI, available on Spotify. Well, friends, it's just you and me for another week at the holidays, and folks are booked. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about a film I got to see that opened this week, not the one that was just had a press screening in Cincinnati and not Indianapolis. But that's another rant for another time. If you see me on the street, I'll tell you about that. And then we'll grab a pencil and find out what you've been watching, thanks to Facebook. But the first film I want to talk about that opened this weekend is the new film from Guillermo del Toro, his version of the 1940s noir Nightmare Alley, which he co-wrote along with Kim Morgan, or I should say Facebook friend Kim Morgan. Congratulations, you two. This got a loaded cast, and working with Guillermo del Toro will do that. Bradley Cooper plays a con man who winds up working at a carnival, and he and his lovely assistant, played by Rooney Mara, wind up becoming upper class mediums, and the con is on with that, and he winds up getting involved with a female psychiatrist played by Kate Blanchett, channeling her inner Lauren Bacall, and a very dangerous collaboration between the two, as well as a wealthy billionaire, played by Richard Jenkins. But man, as I said before, this cast is loaded. Toni Collette, Willem Dafoe, Ron Perlman, David Strathairn, Mary Steenburgen, all really, really solid performances from everybody. As I mentioned, this is a remake of a 1940s film noir put out by 20th Century Fox. Sky Point to Bob Bloom. I think he and I are the only ones that own this. It's a Victor Mature film from the 40s. This is a film that reminds me of the original and the remake of Suspiria. When I saw both of those films, the original Suspiria, I said, was Julie Andrews singing My Favorite Things. The remake of Suspiria was John Coltrane's version of My Favorite Things, considerably longer and more out there. And that same comparison can be done with both versions of Nightmare Alley. Guillermo del Toro, and this is his follow-up, of course, to The Shape of Water, his Best Picture winner, and, got a blank check, hopefully, and is able to make whatever he wants, and he got to do his version of film noir. Because it's set in a carnival, because there is a freak show aspect to it, we do get some of the unusual oddities that comes in del Toro's world, and we're all the better for it. The film is gorgeous. Kudos to the production design as well as cinematography. One of the things that makes noir a lot of fun is the quick, crackling dialogue. And this is, Guillermo del Toro's is the John Coltrane version of My Favorite Things, because this film clocks in at about 2.5 hours. You could have tightened it up, but he wanted to get you into this world of dread and in kind of an expensive noir, while the ones from the 40s that 20th Century Fox put out were quicker and to the point and was also fun. This is fun for different reasons. It's a good film, not a great film. And if you are new to noir, this is a good setup for it. As I said, everybody's in it. It's very good. It just could use a little tightening up, in my opinion. But still an enjoyable romp. And as Bob Bloom pointed out, and I back him up on this, you got the original ending in this one. The 40s version, the ending was tagged on because it was the 40s and the production code and the studio heads and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, this one's longer, needs tightening up, but it's got a stronger punch of an ending. So like Tim Burton and the original, like Willy Wonka and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, both of these films can be in your universe and doesn't make it, you know, there's no competition. You don't have to root one over the other. So check it out. It's worth seeing. I like Guillermo del Toro's vision. I hope he's able to keep making this stuff. And he did with Nightmare Alley. Before we grab a pencil, I want to raise a glass to some dead people we like, because we never have time for dead people we don't like. Italian director Lena Wertmüller passed away last week, and this is a woman whose work I need to find more of. I know her original, the original Swept Away, not the one with Madonna, for God's sake. The Seduction of Mimi, that was later remade in the United States, is Which Way Is Up. Let's Talk About Men, Love and Anarchy, All Screwed Up, Seven Beauties, Blood Feud, A Night Full of Rain. I think I saw Ciao Professore when it came out in 1992, as well as Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So, but yeah, the first female director to receive an Academy Award nomination for Seven Beauties, if I remember right. So, congratulations on that note, and she got an honorary Oscar, yeah. So anyway, salute to Lena, as well as Michael Nesmith, one of the founders of the Monkees, and it's just all in the timing, friends. I had recently purchased the Criterion box set, America Lost and Found, the BBS story. This is the one that involves Bob Raffleson, Burt Schneider, Steve Blauner, and the films Easy Rider, Five Easy Pieces, Drive He Said, A Safe Place, Last Picture Show, The King of Marvin Gardens, and, of course, the Monkees film Head, which I made my lovely wife sit down and watch. She lasted about 10 minutes. Imagine an episode of the Monkees, but way out there. It's just described as a psychedelic, surrealist, plotless bit of fluff, and it is. And if you have a few cocktails and pizza in you first, or other things, you'll probably get a lot more. You'll enjoy Head a lot more. But man, it is a visual to, don't like, it makes the episodes of the Monkees seem like a straightforward and a serious narrative. So, but salute to Mike. And of course, had the long form videos, and I remember his video for Rio, which was one that they used to fill time between movies on Channel 100, which was the first cable channel I had as a kid up in Michigan. So, yeah, it's a curiosity. So look for Head. And, of course, co-written by Jack Nicholson, along with Bob Rafelson, who co-wrote and directed, and an uncredited screenwriting credit to Mickey Dolenz. So there you go over there. All right, before we get to grabbing a pencil, over at Can-Can this weekend, of course, you got Nightmare Alley, The Novice, Christmas Vacation on the 18th and 19th, White Christmas, Black Christmas, way to diversify. And on January 9th, Don Chronicles 3, End of Dawn. You can go to cancanindie.com for all the information there. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Okay, friends, grab a pencil. Let's find out what you've been watching. And if I repeat last week's end, so be it. My buddy Andrea, starts off with Joel Coen's Macbeth, which I believe opens in the Big Three on Christmas Day, and we'll get it in Indianapolis in January. She also saw The Power of the Dog. Kathleen saw Bruised. Bob writes, our annual review of White Christmas with an underrated performance by Dean Jagger. Thank you, Bob. Dustin writes Monkey Business. Beverly writes Mr. Bean's Holiday. Daniel writes Gilda and What's Love Got to Do with It? Now, there's a double feature. Joe writes Pearl Harbor, Die Hard, The Bishop's Wife, Muppet Christmas Carol. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a Very Muppet Christmas Movie from 2002. Stand By Me, A Christmas Without Snow, Mickey's Christmas Carol, Die Hard 2, thank you, Rambo Last Blood, and Christmas in Connecticut. Jamie writes Little Women from 1994 and Leprechaun's Christmas Gold. Megan writes The Big Year and The New Home Alone. Steven writes Ponette. Austin, Medium Cool Podcast, No Time to Die and Lamb. Yeah, folks, seek out Lamb. Don't watch it with Splice, but definitely seek out Lamb. We'll be talking more about it at the end of the month or the beginning of January. You will see. Nancy writes, Tick, Tick, Boom, loved it. Super intelligence, not super at all. Vin writes, Boogie Nights, a classic. Lizzie writes, The Accused. David writes, The Electrical Life of Lewis Wayne, as well as Sully. Nancy writes, Spencer. Chris Lloyd, fill me up. The Worst Person in the World, The Card Counter, Red Rocket, Petite Maman, Lamb, West Side Story, Bergman Island, and Pig. Ken writes, I saw Stagecoach on TCM last night, a great movie for its time. Yeah, I'm with you, Ken. In fact, I just picked it up on Criterion, because that's what I do. Jessica writes, Single All the Way and Old. David writes, Belfast, The Beatles Get Back. And Sean writes, Better Watch Out and White Christmas. Cassie writes, Bad Mom's Christmas. I bet you did. Devin writes, Jungle Cruise, 12 Men of Christmas, and Tick, Tick, Boom. Channing writes, A Street Fighter, Sister Street Fighter, Eyes Wide Shut, and Mulholland Drive. Thomas writes, West Side Story, and Tick, Tick, Boom. I'm assuming these are the new version of West Side Story because we're getting so many of these. Amy writes, West Side Story, and Watch Coda again with a friend. Two great movies. Brian writes, Jungle Cruise. Eric writes, Eternals. And he says, do not recommend. Nick writes, Wolf, Come On, Come On, Licorice Pizza, The Tender Bar, The King's Man, Being the Ricardos, Lamb, Red Rocket, The Lost Daughter, Cyrano, West Side Story, again, A Hero, and Mayor Pete. Dee Dee Servino writes, It's a Wonderful Life. John writes, Rob the Mob, true story about a guy who robbed the Gambino family while John Gotti was on trial. Paris, Texas, a little slow for my taste, but it was shot really well. As well as Dean Martin, King of Cool, and with the kids, Sing and Big Hero 6. Nikki writes, Last Flag Flying. She said, I liked it, a bit depressing, but loved how Cranston and Fishburne worked their comedy together. A definite departure from what I'm used to out of Carell, would definitely recommend. I'm with you. I believe that made my top 10 the year that came out. That is a Richard Linklater film that doesn't get enough credit. Solid from all three. Doug writes, La Boheme, The Bishop's Wife, Nightmare Alley, the original Nightmare Alley. Thank you, Doug. Slipper in the Rose, Devil in a Blue Dress, Belfast, King Richard, and West Side Story. Christy writes, just watched a new West Side Story last night. Breathtaking. Jolene writes, Jingle Jangle, Elf, and Muppet's Christmas Carol. Joshua writes, 8-Bit Christmas. Mike writes, Master and Commander and The Matrix. Roxana writes, whatever holiday specials were on TV, so it's A Wonderful Life and How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the original from 1966. Michael writes, 40 Guns, The Gold Rush, and The Lady from Shanghai. I have 40 Guns on Blu-ray as well, Michael. Good call. Pat writes, the documentary Clerk. Emily writes, White Christmas and Shang-Chi. Daniel writes, West Side Story. David writes, Free Guy and Seeing Spider-Man on Thursday. Well, good for you, David. Kurt writes, The Lion in Winter on Saturday, Holiday Inn on Sunday at Bell Trace, as well as Dune. Julia writes, Happiest Season, West Side Story, the original, and Dance Girl Dance from 1940. Linda writes, Behind Enemy Lines, Bounty Hunter, Geostorm, and 2012. Ooh, there's a theme there. Wayne writes, Power of the Dog probably will get Oscar nominations, but I found it uneven. It felt like a meandering mess that was pretty to look at. The twist ending, quote unquote, seemed to be, see, there really was a plot. I just resolved it. Great performances, pretty to look at, poorly written. Okay, Wayne. Jay writes, West Side Story. It was absolutely incredible. Loved it. Mary writes, A Day at the Races. Carrie writes, It happened on Fifth Avenue. So good. The restaurant scene with the wobbly table had me rolling, as well as 8-Bit Christmas. Sean writes, Rewatch Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country. Second best Trek film either. Ever. Okay. Jeff writes, Looper and Let There Be Carnage. Beverly writes, Elf. Rob writes, Time After Time from 1979. Great film. That was one I got to watch in my film genre class. I had seen it before because there was a stretch in the early 80s where it was on HBO constantly. So good one, Rob, and salute to you, Dr. Gehring. I love you. Linda writes, Red Joan. Helen writes, Love Hard. Bob writes, Red Rocket and Spider-Man Far From Home. Kara writes, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Melissa writes, West Side Story, Licorice Pizza, The Lost Daughter, The Santa Claus, Home Alone, and White Christmas. Okay, Craig writes, I'll tell you what I watch that you should avoid. The so-called legend edition of It's a Wonderful Life on Tubi, which is shortened by removing critical scenes at the end in which Clarence shows George Bailey what life would have been like in Bedford Falls had George never been born. Yeah, you don't need a legend edition of It's a Wonderful Life. It's fine as is. Jeff writes West Side Story, 2021. Guy writes for the 34th time, Slapshot. Thank you, Guy. Andy writes, Promising Young Woman, holy crap, is that good. Rick writes, 8-Bit Christmas. My son and I really enjoyed it. The way the movie's presented itself is like a cross between A Christmas Story and The Princess Bride. There you go. Mark writes, Waves. Martin writes, North by Northwest and Master and Commander. Again, both of them. Christopher writes, Christmas Carol from 1938 and Reginald Owen. Taylor writes, The Battered Bastards of Baseball. Fun documentary, Taylor. Good call there. Hey, Kurt Russell, young Kurt Russell, and old Kurt Russell in that one. Jamie writes, Pinocchio's Christmas, Rankin and Bass from 1980. Gary writes, X-Men, West Side Story, remake. Opera, Casino Royale, 2006. Monty Python and Holy Grail, The World's End, Hot Fuzz, The Lady from Shanghai, and Only When I Laugh. Randy writes, watch Back to School from the mid-80s, starring Rodney Dangerfield, whose character is rich and enrolls in college in his later years. Oh, yeah. Love the cameo where Dangerfield hires Kurt Vonnegut to write a term paper about Vonnegut. The professor then says she doesn't believe Dangerfield wrote it, and whoever did doesn't know anything about Vonnegut. Yeah, that was a fun punchline, fun joke there. Aaron writes, Shang-Chi. Robert Muggy, I gotta get him on the show, writes The Power of the Dog, Hamilton, and Listening to Kenny G. That's the documentary. That's not a thing he's doing. Linda writes the House of Gucci, The Way We Were, Chappaquiddick, and Whiplash, and the new West Side Story. Stephanie writes, A New Lease on Christmas. A friend made the movie, and it's really good. It's on the ION network, the I-O-N network. Jordan writes, The Shack. J.D. writes The Polar Express, Die Hard, Scrooged, Elf, and Inferno. Thought Inferno was a remake, but it was just a really bad Da Vinci Code movie. All right. Lily writes Leaving San Diego. I watched for the first part of Almost Famous, which was set in San Diego, so that was fun. Oh, I see. She was leaving San. Not it's not leaving Las Vegas. Leaving San Diego. I watched the first part of Almost Famous, which was set in San Diego, so that was fun. Got to see my favorite Lester Bangs scene. Watched Supernova on my long flight, the one with Firth and Tucci. Rewatching Uncle Frank tonight. Reading's a skill, friends, and yeah, I'm hosting this show. Michelle writes A Good Year, Red 2, Terminator, Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12. And A Christmas Carol from 2019. And finally, Mickey writes, Being the Ricardos. And there you go, friends. That's what you've been watching this week. So hopefully you found some good movies that are new, or at least new to you, as well as falling back on old favorites. Friends, some words to live by.
Silent breed is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
Go see a good movie. You deserve it. There's plenty out there. We're going to end tonight's show with a little audio tribute to R&B singer Joe Simon, who passed away this week. Of course, The Chokin' Kind was one of his big hits, as well as Your Time to Cry, Drowning in a Sea of Love. He also did the theme from Cleopatra Jones, which we're going to hear now. So thank you, Joe. Salute. Thank you for all of your fine work. And until next time, take care, everybody. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Good afternoon, California. Good afternoon, Fort Myers. Good afternoon, Michigan.
I can't believe you let her watch Manos. Is she scarred for life?
Let's put it this way.
What kind of parent are you?
When I wake her up, I vocalize the theme to wake her up to get her ready to school.
Oh, you're a terrible father.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!